I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephen Portnoy, following the Trump campaign, what is the former president saying now about John Kelly's comments?
I think you just heard it. It's a flat denial, and he's calling Kelly a lowlife.
And that's it?
Well, there's more to it, but that's the essence of it. That's the heart of it. I mean, look, you've got John Kelly in the 2 weeks before the election saying that, among other things, over his time standing alongside Donald Trump in the Oval Office and in the Situation Room, Trump lamented that the generals of the American military weren't as loyal to him as Adolf Hitler's generals in the Nazi Third Reich were loyal to Hitler. You've got that. You've got John Kelly saying that Donald Trump meets the definition of a fascist. And you've got Trump calling Kelly a lowlife.
And all of it coming 13 days before the election. Where is Trump going today? What's on the schedule?
Well, today Trump travels to Arizona and Nevada, two states with 17 electoral votes between them. It's also places where, for the moment, in the early vote, as we look at party registration of those mailing or casting ballots early, Republicans now outnumber Democrats. Now, we can't read too much into that because there may be some registered Republicans who will cast their votes for Kamala Harris. There may be some registered Democrats, undoubtedly there are, who are going to vote for Donald Trump. But that's what we have. That's the data we have. It's the only data we have besides the pre-election polling, so we're going to make as much of it as we possibly can to fill time. Tomorrow, Trump heads to Texas for a taping of the popular Joe Rogan podcast, part of his outreach to younger male voters. He's on to Madison Square Garden in New York City on Sunday.
All right, Stephen, thank you. Stephen Portnoy with the Trump campaign.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.